This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. You can bring whatever you want to the number 603-283-6160. We are talking about moving to Mexico, whether they call themselves expatriates or whatever, they're moving down there in large numbers, and some people there are upset about it, which is, of course, to be expected because xenophobia exists all around the planet. It's not just an American thing. Here in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features we have waiting for you there. We're going to go to the phones first, though, before we continue the Mexico discussion. We got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Bay Area, you made a quick spit out about, you know, book writing and such a little bit ago, and I don't think you probably need this lesson, but any of your speculative writers probably do. The only thing I've learned truthfully about writing is you got to write what you know, because even a dog can smell a lie.
That's really good advice as well. That's why John Grisham writes so many books about attorneys and lawyers and stuff like that. It's because, you know, he was an attorney. He knows what that world is like. And it's why so many of, you know, it's really cliche, but it's why so many of Stephen King's characters are also writers, because he knows the lifestyle of someone who's struggling as a writer.
And there are other writers that do branch out, but a lot of them do a lot of research, right? They will go and
Ken Follett's one of those enormous amounts of research into some of his works. Right.
You've got to love the water you're swimming in, basically.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
But, all right, so as far as the word police go and everybody trying to change the definition of that, can a man have a baby? I mean, it's all crazy. And this is all, our whole language, everybody's language in the civilized world, I mean, except for, you know, Indonesians, such Japanese languages and all them, are based back on Latin. And, I mean, like politics, holly, many plies, ticks. Well, that definition has never changed.
Blood-sucking parasite?
That's a good old one there, Major.
Pretty much. But, okay, now let's go to caveat emptor. To covet, that's caveat. Emptor, that's a little more difficult to ascertain the definition of, but it's empty and torn. You've lost the seam in the bottom of your gold sack. If thou covet with too big of greedy eyes, thou shalt lose.
Did you know that advice? Ye was the plural version of you?
Yes.
That's just a neat fact that's pertinent as the other stuff that you said, so I wanted to share that.
Good info, Major. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. We were looking at some of the apartments and houses that are for rent down in... I moved away from Mexico City just because of what you're talking about, Conan.
Right, right.
Rents are going up there because there's a lot of people, a lot of gringos are moving in, and they're snatching up some of the better properties, some of the nicer
They're becoming the Austin of Mexico.
Yeah, but there's plenty of other cities. Mexico's a big place.
Oh, yeah,
and there's a lot of cities there, so I just went to realtor.com, and you can, you know, look all over the place, and just one of the coastal towns, which is east of Mexico City, it's on the Gulf Coast, Veracruz, you can get an apartment from a major group. Like, people at realtor.com aren't likely to be individuals who just have a room for rent, you know, or they've got, like, a guest house or something.
That's what your Airbnbs are for.
That may be the case, but in this case, you're dealing with major realtor groups, right? So they've got a bunch of apartments or a bunch of houses. So probably the prices are a little higher here than what you would find if you actually went to the city and looked around and found locals that were renting rooms individually or renting an upstairs apartment or something like that.
And this is coastal as well, which isn't
a coastal
cheap
town, correct. I mean, we don't know exactly where this apartment is, but you can get an apartment in Veracruz for $146 a month, one bed, one bath.
And, that's not bad.
Maybe in a bad section of town, or maybe not. I don't know. And then, you know, you want to go up to a house? Well, you're paying $684 a month for something with over 2,000 square feet that looks like it is amazing and gorgeous on
the inside.
Was
this the one that you were showing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, for a fraction of what you would pay for something like that pretty much anywhere in the United States. So that's what's attracting people down.
Oh, yeah. And it's not just that. I've moved way down this article. It's a big article.
Yeah.
We talked about some of the reasons. The price is so much lower than what we
right.
deal with here in this country and other countries as well. The other one was the COVID-19 restrictions.
Oh, really?
Mexico was open. They weren't shutting down.
Not from what we read entirely. There were some restrictions in Mexico.
Yeah, but you could get on a plane and you could fly there, and they weren't turning you back like a lot of other countries. We're doing it, and still have it in some instances. There's some people, some countries still locked down.
Yeah, they're real loose with who they want, you know, who they'll let go over there. I mean, Mark Edge, for instance, who is a felon here. He was in prison for a murder charge. Now, he didn't commit murder, but he went to prison for it. And they let him into Mexico, no problem. He couldn't get into Japan, but they let him into Mexico.
Yeah.
And that's because, like, as you were touching on earlier, the Mexican people, a lot of them, unless they're the nationalist types that they apparently interviewed for this article, a lot of them, they understand, you know, bringing the gringos in is a good thing because it brings in money. The gringos bring in money, they spend money, you know, you can double your rates or whatever, and they don't know the difference.
Yeah, capitalists right? love yeah. this yeah. this type of maneuver. It's good. You might, Spanish might be, you know, dust. In the next 50 years. And that's just the way that it works. And people, and gentrification happens. People move and move and move. Mm-hmm. They vote with their feet. That's just the nature of humanity. That's how it works. I mean, we, all three of us, have done just this. Yeah. We moved to New Hampshire specifically to better our lives. And some of the locals here in New Hampshire do not like it, and all they do is complain and create Facebook groups.
They just had a rally about
it. Write articles about how they hate us and how we need to go away.
Oh, yeah. Same old story.
Get over it. I mean, it's just how it works. And I, as far as I can tell, I'm a hardworking dude, and I have brought wealth, capital, human capital to this town.
Right. Embrace it, and maybe you can make some money off of it instead of just complaining about it.
Yep. So the State Department says there are 1.6 million U.S. citizens living in Mexico. Hmm. Although it doesn't know how many are based in the capital, Mexican census data track only foreigners who have applied for residency, and most remote workers do not.
Okay, and by the way, Mexico's population is estimated at about 128 million, so we're talking about
so
around
a small
1%.
Little fraction.
Yeah.
And that's all of Mexico?
Yeah.
And it seems like and this article says that you don't even need a visa for the first 6 months.
Hmm.
After that, yeah. So you need a residency visa, and you can go online, and I haven't really I've gone to a webpage that explains the back and forth, but I haven't figured out what it costs and whatnot. It's probably pretty cheap.
I know people, I'm not going to say who, but I know people in Acapulco who have lived there for probably a decade now, or close to it. And they've never gone through any of the procedures.
They just moved there.
They just moved there, and they stayed there. Now, to be fair, they don't tend to like to leave their house very much. They're kind of hermits or whatever. So, I mean, maybe the risk is higher if you're going around. But I'll tell you this. I just watched the most recent episode of The Anarchist on HBO. And not to spoil it for anybody that's planning on watching it, but there's a character who the police are actively looking for. Because there was a murder that happens, that's not giving too much away. And so one of the people that was connected to this situation, the police are looking for her. Well, they find her at one point, and they take her into custody, and they ask her some questions, and she is worried that she's going to, because she had left the United States because she was facing criminal charges
right.
in the U.S. for marijuana, and she didn't want to go back, be deported back to the U.S.
I can't say I blame her. The U.S. has a horrible human rights track record.
So that's why she ran to Mexico, and she's worried, okay, great, now I'm in the hands of the police. Now they're just going to take me back to the border and, you know, nope, they let her go. They let her go. So it's like, how often does it actually happen that somebody who overstays their welcome in Mexico even gets found out?
Right. And how many people who are not on this list of 1.6 million, how many people have just fled the law? In U.S. law, they haven't reported themselves, they haven't gotten a visa.
Right.
So, I mean, there could be
2 million.
Could be millions.
Yeah.
The anecdotal evidence is compelling. In the first 4 months of the year, this year, 1.2 million foreigners arrived in Mexico City's airport. Alexandria Demue, who runs the relocation company Welcome Home Mexico, said she gets 50 calls a week from people contemplating a move.
We'll talk more about it coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome, especially if you have expatriated. Maybe you are currently in Mexico. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. And take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
invited to our website at freetalklive.com. We have our social media platforms. Just go to social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts there as well. And it is our platform, meaning we run the server. It's a Mastodon-based system, so it's federated with the thousands of other Mastodon servers out there. And it works real well. You can go there and have a lot more freedom to speak than you would on places like Facebook and Twitter. Go try it out for yourself at social.freetalklive.com. Conan, you got more about the Mexican situation, right?
I'm still looking at the visa requirements. If you want to do this legally, you want to go to Mexico and take advantage of their, you know, their low everything.
Yep.
And nice people, mostly.
I mean, why wouldn't
mostly?
People? I mean, there's so much work being done online now via Zoom and all this other stuff. Remoting in. I can't imagine if, you know, if I had an IT job that I could just do remotely or whatever, why not go to Mexico, save a bunch
absolutely.
Of money?
I mean, even if it's just for, you know, even if you're going to visit for a little while, a year or two. So you have the couple different types of visa. You have your tourist visa, which you can, I think you can just, U.S. citizens can just go there and get one, I think. I don't think you have to apply beforehand. Yeah. You have a business visa, student visa, and a temporary resident visa. This type of visa is for individuals who wish to live in Mexico for a period of time. To apply for a temporary resident visa, you must have proof of financial means to support your stay in Mexico and a clean criminal record.
Hmm.
So just go to their website, the Mexican government website there, and there's going to be a fee. I think it's probably not more than
this is for
20,
the tourist
30 bucks.
Visa?
This was for the temporary resident.
Temporary resident. That's
but
weird
yeah,
because
but,
Mark Edge went down there and I think he got something like that and he's got a felony on his record.
Well, I mean, if
you've got enough money, they'll give you whatever you want.
He might have got a tourist visa,
I think
he
now.
Got some sort of residency there.
Yes, a residency or citizenship or something. He got something.
Yeah. Well, according to this site, he shouldn't have been able to.
Like you said, you know, money goes a long way.
Yeah, but you're guaranteed to get one if you can, you know, meet those qualifications.
Right.
But I mean, if you've got enough money, I have no doubt that they can make that, you know, no criminal history qualification go away.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We can talk more about Mexico.
He's served his time though, right?
He's still a felon.
But that's a clean.
That's not a clean record.
That's
not a clean record. Greg's on the line in New York City. Speaking of rents, boy, Greg, I know you weren't necessarily calling about this. Maybe you were. What's the rents like there in New York these days?
Funny that you ask. I'm looking for a new apartment, and I looked at the stuff in the city. You know, you guys should Google this guy, Jimmy. Oh, I forget his last name. He always runs for mayor. And
Jimmy Justice?
Is this the rent's too damn high guy?
The rent is too damn high.
We all know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
What are you looking at? When you're going around looking at apartments in the city, what are you seeing? What borough and what are you looking at?
Funny. So I went on apartments.com, and for many days I was like looking. These great apartments, I thought, hey, there's a studio apartment for like $2,100, which is
that's cheap, right?
Apparently cheap in Manhattan. And but here's the kicker of it is every time I called a real estate agent about it, they wouldn't return my call or they would like kind of just say it's off the market already. And I wondered, finally today I reached a real estate agent who said, she was like so frustrated. She's like, I'm getting so many calls from this site. It's just resurrecting old listings that I used to have like 2 years ago. I'm putting them up without my permission. They're wasting everyone's time.
Wow. So that might be out of date, that $2,100. That might be an old rent. It might be higher
now. Yeah. Oh, I asked her, like, so what are the prices now? And she goes, well, I don't have any studios, but the one bedroom started $3,300 or something like that.
That would have been my guess was something about 50% higher. So.
Wow.
That's insane.
Does that at least include utilities, or do you have to pay for power bill and stuff like that on top?
It all depends. It all depends.
Gotcha.
You know, I call in sometimes since you brought up this topic, I want to ask you all something. Check this out. So cities have democracy, right? I mean, people vote and they elect their politicians in the city, right? And so one of the things people vote for is rent control. And the reason they vote for rent control is the same reason why people vote to keep others out of their country. So, you know, they say they drag their wages down. Well, in this case, they say they you know, bring our rents up, because what they're talking about is, oh, I used to live in the city for decades, and now these people are coming in who can afford all these rents, and maybe they don't even live here, and they're just parking their money, whatever. And so they get together and they basically say, well, I don't want this too much gentrification. I don't want to be priced out of living here. So I'm going to like put a cap on how much rent can go up. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I don't know how many cities have this. It's certainly New York City is notorious for rent control. And of course, what the one of the problems that comes out of this is that landlords aren't allowed to raise the rent based on whatever market circumstances that they would need to raise the rent. So if their property taxes are going up, if their costs are going up, they're locked in to charging whatever it is that they're locked into charging by the rent control. And so as a result of that, some of these rent control places end up becoming
ghettos,
absolute garbage, because the landlords are like, well, if I can't get the money in for my tenants, I'm sure as I'm not going to fix the water heater or whatever, right?
And then they're accused of being slumlords, which in actuality, it was not exactly their fault. I mean, they might be bad landlords, but you know, it's important to be able to get the money that from your investment. Otherwise, why do it?
I mean, to me, it's just the government telling people what they can and can't do with their own property, telling them what they can and can't, using the threats of violence and the threats of force to say, no, you can't charge this amount of money for people to stay on your property. So to me, it's a non-starter. It's immoral.
Well, and then like you see in cities like Seattle and other places where, you know, the restrictions on building exist. So it's not like the market can just expand itself because the government won't let you. You can't just start building somewhere where there's an open or tear an existing building down.
Try moving a trailer out in the middle of the woods anywhere in this country and try to get the and do it legally and get the electric company to come out and run power to your house. Mm-hmm. They won't do it because of laws.
You can't even collect rainwater in some areas. But, you know, I just want to say that it goes both ways, right? I mean, that same government also helps the landlord to evict the tenant with force if they raise the rent, and tenants like, well, I don't have that much to pay. Well, too bad, then. You got to leave the premises.
Not in New Hampshire, not in the winter. Landlords can't kick tenants out in the winter.
Yeah, there's all kinds of laws that actually bias against landlords in a lot of places, and they make it very difficult to deal with problem tenants because they have all these quote-unquote rights.
I don't know that there are that many favorable laws that help support the landlord.
Not
that many. Most of them are, in fact, favorable towards the tenant, and the landlord gets screwed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to say, and maybe you guys can start a discussion about it. Back in the 19th century, the original libertarians were mostly socialist libertarians, or at least they called themselves that. And the reason was because back then, the government was heavily on the side of the landlords and the industrialists and the capitalists. They would send the National Guard to keep striking people. And the Irish potato famine happened because of the landlords. Property rights were respected more than the starving peasants.
Hang on, we'll let you tell the story here in just a moment. The number 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, we're talking about people expatriating from the United States down into Mexico, whether legal or not so much. And on the way, plus, we got some crypto-related news that Ariel wants to share, and you can bring up whatever you want.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Household debt is surpassing $16 trillion. It did so in the second quarter of this year as inflation skyrockets. The $16.15 trillion figure was a $312 billion increase from the first quarter. Catastrophic flooding has Kentucky reeling. Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News that the storms have taken a toll on his state.
We're devastated for our friends and many families who I know personally up in eastern Kentucky. Nearly 40 people have perished in the flooding.
In addition to the fatalities, hundreds are still missing. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the heat will now be the next challenge for the Commonwealth as cleanup efforts go on. President Biden tested positive once again for COVID today. This is USA Radio News. A new law in Louisiana hopes to keep high school sports fair.
Men identifying as women and boys identifying as girls can no longer participate in women's sports in the state of Louisiana. Fairness in Women's Sports Act is now in effect. The legislation first became law June 6 without Governor John Bel Edwards' signature, who had previously vetoed similar legislation back in 2021. Its success this time is due to an overwhelming majority support, with 72 in favor and only 21 opposed, making it veto-proof. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With inflation rising, so is Americans' credit card debt. A report from the Fed Reserve Bank of New York found credit card debt surging from April through June. The report saying Americans are borrowing more and more, and a big part of increased borrowing is attributable to higher prices. Voters are heading to the polls in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian.
All right, yes.
And Conan.
You can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about Mexico and people from the United States moving down there. And some people in Mexico, they don't like it very much. But I think, you know, in my experience, having visited down in Acapulco a little bit, it always seems like, you know, the Mexicans that we encounter, whether they be cab drivers or waiters or wherever it is you encounter them, they always seem very grateful to see people from the United States. Because, you know, like, for instance, whenever I would go out to eat, Mark would say, "Hey, you don't have to tip here." It's like, well, I'm still going to tip anyway because, like, this guy needs the, you know, the couple bucks or whatever more than I do.
That's it, Ian. You sold me. I'm moving now.
Oh, because you don't have to tip in Mexico.
Yeah, I could finally go out again.
Yeah, I guess you could, Conan. But, you know, it's
probably
still
cheaper as well.
I would still do it for the same reason that you tip in the United States, is to be remembered by the staff and be liked by them, right? So anyway, we can continue with that discussion. We go back to Greg, though, who was calling about one of the worst cities in the world in New York City, where the rents are crazy. But that wasn't the reason you called, Greg. You wanted to talk about socialist, so-called libertarians, and we were kind of running out to the break there. So what were you trying to say?
I was going to call in about something else. But since we got on this topic, I wanted to say that the original libertarians in Europe, especially, were more on the socialist side. Back then, socialism was a word that they used to protest a lot of the government force of the government used on the side of the capitalists and the industrialists and the employers. So, for example, bringing out the National Guard to hit workers to get back to work if they're striking. peacefully. Or, for example, evicting people. So the Irish potato famine and the famines in Bengal and others were pretty much man-made famines because of the system of what happened in the 18th century. If you go to Wikipedia, you'll find the Irish potato famine, causes and contributing factors. And then one of the things is that during the 18th century, the middleman system for managing landed property was introduced. Land collection was in the hands of the landlord's agents or middlemen. This assured the landlord of a regular income and relieved them of direct responsibility while leaving tenants open to exploitation. It also goes on to talk about how later on, in 1879, the League boycotted, quote, notorious landlords and members physically blocked the evictions of farmers. Adequate reduction in homelessness and house demolition resulted in a drastic reduction in the number of deaths. So
I really still don't understand.
I don't know how we got onto the Irish potato famine, dude, but I do not care about that.
What I don't understand is how somebody could call themselves a socialist and a libertarian at the same time. I mean, isn't a socialist...
Especially prior to Karl Marx and the phrase capitalism as socialism in the first place.
Well, isn't a socialist somebody who believes that the state should control industry?
No, not at all. The original socialists were talking about cooperatives and workers owning a factory. Nothing to do with government violence at all.
The socialism is the people control the means, but they use government to do it for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the standard definition here. I mean, dictionary.com, a system of social organization that advocates the ownership and control of the means of production and distribution, capital, land, etc., by the community as a whole, usually through a centralized government. So, I mean, that's not libertarian at all. I mean, libertarians tend to believe in property rights and the non-aggression principle. And
I used to hang out with a bunch of libertarian socialists, and the way that I understood it and made it easy for me to understand was they were anarcho-communists. They just didn't want to use the term communist or anarchist or whatever. They wanted to call themselves libertarian socialists for whatever reason. I'm like, okay, I call myself a girl. I get it. But, I mean, they're anarcho-communists.
Yeah, you can be an anarcho-communist. Go Google libertarian socialism, and you'll find...
It's anarcho-communism.
Well, and what does that mean?
They're communists. They don't believe there should be a state, and they believe that there shouldn't be hierarchies and all of this
but
other nonsense.
But every communist society has involved the state. I mean,
it's stupid.
The theory of communism, right, that it tends to be applied, at least, is that you have to have the state to even things out in society, and then magically it'll go away at some point.
I don't think so. And George Carlin, for example, was against the state, and he was way on the left. I'll say this. Native Americans, for example, didn't have the state, but they shared a lot of food in common. They had a lot of socialism within.
What Native Americans didn't have a state? Because there were hundreds of Native American communities in the United States. Some of them very much did have emperors and wars and states and stuff like that, Greg.
Some, yes.
Most of them.
The vast majority had
a tribal leader that they all looked up to who called the shots. The state.
Well, all human society then has someone at the top, right? I mean,
yeah, we're a violent species.
Right, so you can't completely be without governments, but what I'm trying to say
is
people in communes and kibbutzes and people in Israel building it up, or the hippies and the, you know, all that stuff is, in fact, the communes. I mean, they don't care about a state. What they care about is essentially taking care of each other. And not someone...
Well, if they're willing to do it voluntarily, that's totally fine. But, you know, so far communism has involved the state, and it has involved mass executions and mass poverty and huge problems that, you know, so far, I mean, there's really no proof that communism is anything but that. I mean, excepting for the few people that might be on a commune on a voluntary basis together somewhere in Vermont or whatever. It seems like the experiments in communism have absolutely failed.
By the way, those communes in Vermont typically don't last long. And if they are, and if they have lasted years and years, it's usually just a family and some yuppies who go visit them every now and then for a couple of weeks before they realize what farm work is really like, and they get kicked out. Or they're just Bernie Sanders writing love letters all day long, and then finally the commune's like, no, we don't want this guy, you're out. Can't work.
You mean Bernie Sanders porn fantasies?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Love letters.
But also, the capitalist version has a statist capitalism. State capitalism. Look at the famines that happened in Bengal and India under the British Raj and the Irish potato famine. Everywhere that the British Empire decided to have the East India Company or some other thing engaged in a bunch of bloody repressions of property and food and... It happens under any system with government, regardless.
Sure, that's why we have to get rid of it.
It's, by the way, it's getting ready to happen again in the next couple, in the next decade.
What is?
Famine. A serious, serious famine. It might not be really bad in this country or in Europe, but the third world countries, they're going to get hit hard by this nonsense.
Thank you, Greg.
And all thanks to government manipulation, central planners trying to make decisions on behalf of the entire human population. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to die.
Thanks for the call tonight, Greg. Appreciate hearing from you.
You know, that 500 million goal, population goal on the Georgia Guidestones?
Yeah.
I think they're after it. I think they're serious about it.
Mm-hmm. The number 603-283-6160. So we were talking about people moving to Mexico and just staying there. And the story you were sharing gave a couple of examples. They interviewed a guy from... one of the universities about it. I'm curious. I know you were kind of skipping around the story. Did they talk to anybody else, or did they just keep coming back to this one academic and his complaints?
No, they talked to a lot of the locals. Like I said, the happiest of the locals were the Airbnb renters. Are not renters, but
property owners.
Mm-hmm. Property owners. Some restaurants very happy.
Sure.
The hotels are very happy. Some of the locals who have some questions, and I feel for these people, especially when you consider that a lot of these are digital nomads.
Mm-hmm.
They're working online, and they might not necessarily be bringing anything to your community. They're
bringing money.
That's it. So their money stays, but they're not actually. For example, I am not. You are a digital nomad in a way, Ian.
I'm locked to Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, in theory, I could be, but I barely ever.
But I mean, but you bring capital to the entire, the whole. Everyone who's listening to the show is being entertained.
I hope so.
By Ian, whereas I am more supplanted in Keene, where I actually have a job here. These digital nomads aren't necessarily a part of the culture, and they're changing it.
There's more coming up here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want to talk about. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
How are you?
And Kearney.
Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features there, including our podcast feeds. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find different RSS feeds there. There's the full RSS feed, which has everything that we produce in it. And then there's a couple of variants. There's one that's got only the Free Talk Live digests, and then one with just the full shows, so you can subscribe to whichever one you want in your favorite podcast client, or use some of the links you'll find there to link over to our show on various different existing podcast platforms that you probably have heard of. So go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you can do that. So, Conan, what else did you want to share from this story about the people? Where was the source on this, by the way?
L.A. Times.
L.A. Times.
I feel for
people in Mexico.
I feel for some of these people who are having concerns. Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
I don't
time,
want a bunch of New Yorkers coming here either.
But at the same time, this is how it works. If you didn't want rich people coming to your neighborhood, you should have had higher rent.
How's that going to stop rich people from coming?
You shouldn't have made it so likable. You should not be hospitable, likable people. You should be angry, nasty people.
Well, who wants to live that life, Conan?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. This is how it works.
Well, that's the thing. Most people are not angry, inhospitable people. Most people are good people, and they want to be kind to others and welcoming to others. And it's the angry, inhospitable ones that are mad about this. So, you know, too bad for them. Let them stew about it.
But I mean,
do anything about it.
No, you can't. But I mean, but just consider this. I mean, we looked at the numbers. I mean, the Mexicans outnumber visitors, yearly annual visitors,
sure,
by a crazy ratio. And you're not going to, English is not going to become the number one speaking language in the next year.
Doesn't seem like it, no.
I don't see that happening. If you've ever been to South Florida, where, you know, we both grew up in Florida,
mm-hmm,
half of the state is Spanish speaking. And it's never bothered me. I mean, you might go down to Miami and try to buy some groceries, and there is everything's in Spanish, and none of the.
I've never been to Miami, so I never had that experience where there's even, like, even where I come from in Florida, which is the west coast of Florida, I never had any kind of issue speaking anything but English.
I was many times in Miami, you know, in grocery stores where there was no English speaking at all. I mean, it was nothing but Spanish, yeah. and I got by just fine.
Yeah.
So
yeah, worst case scenario, go to a different store.
Right? I mean, I guess my only real gut concern is, like, if the culture was to be just erased overnight. I don't see that happening, but culture does change. It will evolve. It will become something new, and you can't be that conservative that wants to hold on to. When I say conservative, I mean someone who actually does not want to experience change in their lives ever. But that's not how humanity works. That's not how the world revolves. It will change, and you just got to go with the times. And sometimes they're going to the bad guys. In this case, you know, that they're being considered these white yuppies are going to kick you out. They're going to run you off.
There must be places.
And there will always be somewhere else to move.
Yeah, so I was going to say, there must be places, if not in Mexico City, which is a huge city, by the way. I mean, I've never had the chance to explore it, but having just flown into it and seen it, it's just gigantic. You know, there must be places to go where no gringos are allowed, right? There must be apartment buildings or kind of like...
Or where gringos don't want to go because those are where the angry... Mexicans are.
Yeah.
To have a sign up that says, like, no gringos allowed, I just don't see that happening.
No, it's happening. This article talks about it. They have posters up where they want the gringos.
You're really?
Claiming the gringos are a plague, and we want you to get out of town.
Wow, okay.
An effing plague.
That's an interesting part of the story.
That's what they said about Free Staters recently at that Democratic rally here in Keene. We were a plague or something.
They said at the rally, well, there was a lot said at that rally, but they said that Free Staters are an invasive species.
That was it.
And recently, another online Democrat said that they should be exterminated, that Free Staters should be exterminated.
That's a bit much, dude.
Yeah.
So he wants to kill trans people. Wow.
Sure, yeah. Anybody that's a Free Stater should be exterminated, according to this person.
Recently, expletive-laced posters appeared around town. New to the city? Working remotely? They read in English. You're a effing plague, and locals effing hate you. Leave.
Wow.
That's one of the posters. And
Like Stop Free Keene.
It does.
Yeah. So yeah.
Just haters?
You know, I wouldn't want this to happen to me.
The crazy thing
I don't see it happening in a long, long time. But you know, in 50 years, when I'm good and retired, you know, ready to, you know, get buried, Keene might not be what it is right now.
The thing is, like, in Keene, people are mad because the Free Staters, the libertarians that have migrated here, are activists. We're out in Central Square holding signs. We're going to the city council meeting, getting arrested for, you know, having open containers of alcohol. There's civil disobedience that's been going on. We have made headlines in so many different ways. What's going on down there is completely different. These people, the gringos that are coming there, they just want to be on their laptop and have an internet connection and cheap tacos, right? Like, they're not there to change society. They're not there to get involved in the way the government
runs. Yeah, but their presence there, as Conan was talking about, their presence there will change society. Now they have Pilates shops and avocado toast and all of this other stuff.
Look at Silicon Valley. Look at Austin, Texas. These were places that we would probably have wanted to live in 30 years ago.
I
would never want to go there these days.
I think Mexican culture is strong enough to survive avocado toast.
I do, too.
I think so, too. Well, I mean, avocados come from Mexico, so it's not like...
Well,
actually, you know what? It probably evolved in Mexico, and then they just gave it away, and the Californians took it up, these hipsters. By the way, I had avocado toast for the first time.
Really?
I never had it before.
My boss heard me complaining about it, about the people who eat it. And so she got some for me for breakfast.
How was it?
It was just like what you would expect, avocado on a toast.
Well, I've never eaten avocado, so I don't know what to expect.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You need to before you can't get them anymore.
Well, first of all, the Mexican avocados are gone from the stores around here.
Okay.
They used to be the best avocados were from Mexico. Like, if you get an avocado from Peru.
The California and Florida are still available.
There's a bunch of them from Peru right now, and they're just not as good. For whatever reason. I don't know why that is. It's just the way it is up here. But
different weather, different climate, all that.
Maybe.
If I could grow them, if I could grow an avocado tree, I would. Just like a citrus tree, but it's not happening. But $5 for some avocado spread on some toast?
It's crazy.
Or whatever price these kids, it's dumb.
See, that's what I thought when I first heard about avocado toast, Conan. I'm like, what is that all about, avocado on toast? It sounds boring, right?
It does.
But then I met Bonnie, and she was into the avocado toast, but she does it up. Like, she does, like, all these spices and stuff on there, and throw in a layer of meat if you want to. Mm-hmm. You know, make it a little more interesting, some cheese, and it's actually really good.
You could make a good little meal out of this.
But yeah, if it was just avocado on toast, I'd be like, that's stupid.
Well, that's what I got.
Yeah.
But it was all right. But I would never spend.
That sounds like the New England version.
I would never. Yeah, it was from Starbucks or one of these.
Oh, they actually went and paid somebody to make it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they just made it themselves for you, Conan. Wow.
No.
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 How hard is it to make avocado toast, though? It's not hard. It's like making toast,
right? It depends on if there's any avocados available.
Assuming you can find an avocado, it's like all you have to be able to do is like toast bread.
Toast bread, mash up some avocado, maybe put some spices on it like Bonnie does, and smear it on some bread like peanut butter. That's it.
What's the consistency of avocado if you can mash it up and spread it on bread?
I can't believe we're talking to somebody who's been around for a few decades and has never had an avocado.
I guess I'm proud that Arya is not in that group that I'm labeling.
You've never had guacamole?
No, it's gross. It's this gross green stuff. I don't want to eat that.
But you haven't. Have you eaten? Do you like hummus?
Yes.
It's the cousin. It's a cousin.
I only had hummus recently, though. Like here at the studio, like
a week
or two
ago. Now we need to introduce you to guacamole.
Conan's over here. Okay, I just want, for the record, Conan is over here trying to sell me on avocado toast.
He's just trying to sell you on avocado.
Let's go guacamole first with some chips. And if you like that, avocado toast is next in line. It's not bad. It's good.
We've got to come up with something else. I don't eat snack food like chips and stuff, though. We got to come up with something else for the guacamole.
It's not a snack.
Chips are.
Oh yeah, chips are a snack. Yeah,
if they're plain chips, but the center of the piece is the guacamole. No, chips are just like that's like the spoon that you're eating the guacamole with.
That's literally snacking, though.
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
I'm going to say that chips and dip, no matter the type of dip, is a snack. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that is never a meal.
Yeah.
Trust me, I can make hummus or guacamole or any of the above turn into just a straight meal. That's all I'll eat. And I'll eat a lot of it. Except I can't afford avocados anymore, so it's like, bye-bye. I'm not paying $2 for an avocado. That's dumb.
They're not that much yet.
Yes.
Not that much.
It's coming.
All right, there's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. We'll get into a little bit of crypto news. Apparently, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges is being targeted by the U.S. government. There's an investigation that they might have evaded the sanctions on Iran. We can talk about that, and your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. Hour number 3 is coming up on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies
just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.